Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Iceberg Recap, your home for Pittsburgh Penguins game recaps and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. New Jersey Devils 5, Pittsburgh Penguins 2, and the winning streak has come to an end for the boys in black and gold. They lose in a Metropolitan Division matchup against a team that was without their top three forwards, Timo Meier, Nico Hischier, and Jack Hughes, all out for this one for the New Jersey Devils. They run 11 forwards, 7 defensemen, and that was enough to get the job done and beat the Pittsburgh Penguins in a game that looked a lot like it did last season when these two teams went head-to-head. The top storyline in this one, the Penguins were allergic to momentum in this game, and you saw it in every single period. You saw it pretty much once or twice every single period, and it started early and often because they went up 1-0 early after coming out of the gates really hot. They looked good, a couple of grade A opportunities, particularly for the Penguins' first line, and then eventually a lucky bounce whenever Jake Guentzel tries to send a clearing attempt in. It deflects right onto Brian Rust's stick. He goes in and makes no mistake. All of a sudden, it's 1-0. The Penguins have played well. The Devils are without their top three forwards, and you're thinking, okay, cool. This is going to be a good opportunity for the Penguins to potentially get a win over a team that they weren't able to do so last season. And then, unfortunately, they get a power play opportunity. That's not the way that's supposed to go in the script, but they got a power play opportunity, and that was the worst thing that could have happened to them in that first period. Killed all their momentum because not only did they not create chances, they gave up 2 or 3 or 4 scoring chances to the New Jersey Devils that eventually the Devils capitalized on, and they gave that the tying goal at that point in the game, and all the momentum was gone. The Penguins looked flat the rest of the period. Fortunately for them, though, they were able to build it back up in the second period, even went up 2-1 with another goal from Brian Rust, and then 38 seconds later, they take that momentum and they lose it all again. 38 seconds later, the game is tied and the Penguins once again have no momentum. And you could see the rest of the game, they never really got it back. Meanwhile, on the other side of things, the Devils, they didn't miss when they got the momentum. They went up 3-2 early in the third period, and they defended well after that until they were able to push that lead to 2 goals, and then eventually 3 goals with 2 quick goals midway through the third period to make it 5-2. And at that point, the air was let out of the building, the air was let out of the Penguin sails, and the game was over. So a final score of 5-2 in this one. I know I kind of just did it, but let's go through our goal recap in this one a little bit more specifically. Penguins went up 1-0 with that Brian Rust goal, like I mentioned. Jake Guentzel gets his 13th assist on the season. Marcus Pettersson picks up his 5th assist, now officially has more points than Rickard Rakell, but I'll leave that for another day. Like I mentioned, later in the first period, a shorthanded goal from the New Jersey Devils. Curtis Lazar scores his 3rd of the season. Assist goes to Eric Halla, and that's where they went after one period, 1-1. Second period began. Brian Rust, again, as I mentioned, scored another goal. That's his 9th of the season. Assist goes to Erik Karlsson, who gets his 11th, and Sidney Crosby, who gets his 10th. Another thing of note there, both of those players extend their point streak, as well as Jake Guentzel, who extended it on the first goal. Each of them now over 6 games. Sidney Crosby leading the pack now with a 10-game point streak of his own. Nathan Bastian scored 38 seconds later to tie things up for the New Jersey Devils. That was his first of the year. Assist goes to Eric Howla and Dougie Hamilton. That's where we stood going into the third period, and it was all New Jersey from there. Jesper Bratt scores his eighth goal of the season. Listen, if they were without three of their best players, Jesper Bratt is without a doubt their fourth best player on the New Jersey Devils. He took over in this third period, getting that eventual game-winning goal early. Assist go to Luke Hughes and Curtis Lazar. A little bit later in the period, Dawson Mercer makes Tristan Jarry look like a fool as he goes behind the net and goes back the other direction. Alexander Holtz has a wide-open net and makes it 4-2 with his fourth goal of the season. And then just a little bit later, I believe it was 20 to 25 seconds later, Tyler Toffoli coming down the wing just blows one past Tristan Jarry for his ninth of the season, making it 5-2. And that is where things stood at triple zeros. The Penguins, you know, the 5-game winning streak cured a lot of their ills, but still in this game, they just weren't able to get past the New Jersey Devils. Like I mentioned, it looked exactly like all those games last season in that, for one, if it got to high event hockey, the Devils were just going to outpace the Pittsburgh Penguins. They did just that in this one. And two, the Penguins were unable to score more than two goals against the New Jersey Devils. They had two before the midway point of this game, but weren't able to get that lucrative third goal that they just have not been able to get against the New Jersey Devils. Let's move over to the three stars of the game. Third star, I'm going to give it to the Pittsburgh Penguins, Brian Rust. He scored a pair of goals in this one. He's on pace for 49 goals this season. And you know, he's not going to get there, obviously. There's going to be dips. There's going to be peaks. There's going to be valleys in the season, but he's certainly performing well off the start. He now has, what did I say, 9 goals in the team's first 15 games. Last year, it took him 33 games to get to the 9-goal mark, so good to see Brian Rust bouncing back the way he has this season and continues to be a big factor for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Second star in this one, only picked up one assist, but I really liked what I saw from Dawson Mercer in this game. He was flying around all night long, and he had that beautiful assist on the Alexander Holtz goal that was the de facto dagger in the heart of the Pittsburgh Penguins in their winning streak. So a good game by Dawson Mercer. I thought he used his speed really well to put the Penguins defenders in tough situations, and that's going to be something that you're going to have to keep an eye out for, because this Devils team, what they lacked in superstar ability last night, they had in spades when it came to speed and youth. So they gave the Penguins fits yesterday, and I think that's something that you're going to have to hope doesn't become the rule and is just the exception for teams like the New Jersey Devils, and we saw it happen with the Ottawa Senators a few weeks back. Number one star of this game is Jesper Bratt. He's having one hell of a season. Tallied 2 points in this game, 1 goal, 1 assist. And like I mentioned, when things got tough, when things were tied going into that last period, they needed somebody to step up, and they were not with their star players in Hughes, Hischier, or Timo Meier. Jesper Bratt's number four on that list, and he stepped up big time for the New Jersey Devils when they needed him most. He gets a goal and assist both in the third period of play, including the eventual game winner on a nice shot that beats Tristan Jarry, one that maybe he'd like to have back, but a lot of those goals last night Tristan Jarry would like to have back. Final thoughts on this one. The Penguins just abandoned everything that got them victories over the past few weeks. You know, it's questionable when you see a performance like that. Brian Rust simply said, you know, we're not good enough. We were not good enough. It was not enough energy that they brought to the game. It was non-existent what they were trying to do last night against the New Jersey Devils. They just sleepwalked through that game. The defensive structure was not there. You know, they were poor on the forecheck. They were poor on the backcheck. They gave up way too many odd man rushes again. This is similar to the game against the St. Louis Blues earlier in the season that Mike Sullivan was absolutely furious after. So you're hoping that, hey, it was just one brain fart of a game. They can bounce back, especially with the schedule coming up. It does not get any easier. But, you know, not just was the defense bad, Tristan Jarry was bad in this one. I said yesterday that he's the poison pill, that he could be great. He could be the reason the Penguins win games in some instances, but he can also be the reason the Penguins lose games. And he just doesn't have that middle ground. And last night, he was far beneath that middle ground. Last year, I dubbed Casey DeSmith coin flip Casey because you never know what you're going to get. You're going to get either one side of the coin, which is Casey DeSmith looking like he maybe should be a starting goaltender in this league, or you're going to get Casey DeSmith looking like he's an AHL or maybe even ECHL goaltender at times. Tristan Jarry is starting to look like the same thing. I mean, maybe not ECHL, that might be a bit harsh, but in a game like last night, The Penguins had no chance because Tristan Jarry was not going to give them a chance in that game. The rest of the team didn't play well, but that doesn't absolve Tristan Jarry from allowing a handful of pretty weak goals to the New Jersey Devils. And also, whatever was bothering Gino that kept him out of practice on Wednesday was clearly still bothering him on Thursday night. He was off his game, and you know he's going to get a pass because he might have been sick, but you just need more from Evgeny Malkin in this one because, you know, when he is not performing well, let's not mention that Rickard Rakell has struggled this season. Riley Smith can't carry a line on his own. And while Evgeny Malkin did have some glimmers of solid performance, he still just wasn't the Evgeny Malkin that the Penguins need him to be. And that might be because he was sick. It might just be because he had a bad game, but they need more from him. They needed more from everybody last night. It's not just Malkin. It's not just, you know, it's not just Tristan Jarry. They needed more from everybody. The first line, I thought, played fairly decently. I think there was a couple of mistakes that they made, obviously. But, you know, I think that night in and night out, your first line has been the best line, as it should be. But last night, it was just not enough from anybody, including that first line, who had several mistakes that led to opportunities on the other end. But up next for the Pittsburgh Penguins, it keeps getting harder. Like I mentioned, they have a weekend back-to-back, first in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes, a team that is not missing their best players as of right now. Yes, Frederik Andersen, who has been really good in net for them, is probably not going to play. I'm not sure how long he's going to be out for with his medical issue, but they still have some pretty good goaltenders. Antti Raanta, Pyotr Kochetkov, if they're in there, they're going to be good and give the Carolina Hurricanes a chance to win. And that team on paper is just absolutely stacked. So the Penguins have their work cut out for them against the Carolina Hurricanes, a team that they not beat last season, 0-2-2, all games coming in a one-goal variety, but the Penguins not able to get over the hump against them. That Saturday, and then on Sunday at 6 p.m. special start time, they take on the defending Stanley Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights. So if they come out and perform the way they did on Thursday, you could be looking at three straight losses and right back to where they were at before that five-game win streak, which is outside of the playoffs, with all of the outside noise getting louder and louder. But let's hope that this was the exception and not the rule on Thursday night. They had a poor performance, but hopefully they can just wipe the slate clean, go out there on Saturday and Sunday, and play the way they had the previous five games, which was stout defensively, solid goaltending, and opportunistic, on the offensive side. They weren't that on Thursday, and it cost them with a loss by the score of 5-2. That's all for this one. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts.